In the dark of night, deep in the forests of the Pacific Northwest, a strange alliance was being forged. For centuries, Bigfoot had lurked in the shadows, a mystery and myth to the outside world. Meanwhile, UFOs had been darting across the skies, pulling off the occasional abduction, but always evading capture. Now, these two legendary forces were joining hands to execute a plan that would shake the very foundations of democracy. The mastermind behind it all, Count Dracula, recently awoken from his centuries-long sleep in the crypts of Transylvania and ready to make his grand entrance into American politics. Dracula was tired of ruling the night. He wanted to rule the day, preferably from a throne in the Oval Office, but he knew he couldn't do it alone. The plan begins to unfold. Dracula needed allies who could operate under the radar, entities who could bypass the prying eyes of the human world. His search brought him to Bigfoot, the elusive giant of the forest, and a collective of UFO beings he encountered while lurking near Area 51. Bigfoot had the brute force and the ability to slip through remote, forested precincts while the UFOs could hack into databases, manipulate ballot counts from afar, and disappear into the cosmos without leaving a trace. They laid out their plan over a holographic map of the United States. Bigfoot would use his forest network to control remote voting locations, intimidating small town officials into swapping ballots in favor of Dracula. Meanwhile, the UFOs would work their technological magic, hacking into voting machines and tampering with electronic ballots across key swing states. Recruitment of the spooky squad. Dracula knew that winning this election would require more than just brute force and technological meddling. To really lock down the votes, they needed support from the paranormal underground, werewolves to handle ballot transport, goblins to work as poll watchers, and a network of specters to float into polling stations undetected. The supernatural coalition was growing, united by one shared vision, a Dracula presidency. Bigfoot, reluctant at first, was convinced by Dracula's promise to establish protected forests nationwide as part of his platform. Meanwhile, the UFOs, curious and hungry for power, were on board for the sheer thrill of influencing a new dimension's politics. With the gang assembled and their first moves in motion, they knew this election would be like none America had ever seen. As election day approached, the spooky squad kicked their plan into high gear. They called it Operation Veil, a stealth campaign spanning from the secluded forest of Oregon to the bustling urban sprawl of New York City. The goal? Ensure that Dracula secured the Electoral College and took his rightful place as the first vampire president. The ground operation Bigfoot led the ground team of werewolves who covered the rural polling stations. Under the full moon, they thundered into action. In small towns, Bigfoot used his formidable presence to persuade election officials to swap ballots in Dracula's favor. There was no need for violence. Just the ominous sight of Bigfoot's silhouette was enough to get them scrambling. Meanwhile, werewolves ferried stacks of Dracula-marked ballots across swing states. They transformed back into humans just long enough to infiltrate polling places, stuff ballot boxes, and vanish into the night. Goblins, tasked as poll watchers, ensured no human dared ask too many questions. Whenever someone voiced suspicion, a goblin would stare them down with those eerie, glowing eyes until they hurried off in silence. The tech assault from the UFOs hovering invisibly above key cities. The UFOs began hacking into voting machines with their otherworldly technology. They sent nanobots, tiny robots invisible to the human eye, down into voting systems, altering vote counts with precision. In a twist of genius, they left just enough legitimate votes in place to avoid suspicion, ensuring Dracula's win would look narrow but credible. The UFO's tech went further. Using advanced psychological algorithms, they manipulated the ads and articles people saw online, subtly steering public opinion. Reports of strange sightings and odd behaviors around polling stations were brushed off as conspiracy theories. Thanks to a complex smear campaign, humans who questioned the changes were labeled as cranks or hoax believers, their suspicions drowned out by a wave of misinformation. The paranormal influence on the human psyche. As if Bigfoot's ground tactics and the UFO's tech assault weren't enough, Dracula had one last ace up his sleeve: ghosts. An army of specters roamed polling stations across the country, influencing the minds of voters. They whispered into ears, planted thoughts, and nudged hesitant voters to mark Dracula's name on their ballots. These spirits were masters of persuasion, subtly urging people to vote for change without their even realizing it. By midnight on election day, Operation Veil was almost complete. Dracula's allies had covered every angle, from the highest levels of digital manipulation to the smallest ballot box in a mountain town. The votes had been cast, and Dracula's name had emerged victorious. The stage was set. All that remained was to count the ballots. As dawn broke on the day after the election, news outlets across the country scrambled to report the shocking results. Dracula, the mysterious third-party candidate who had been polling in the single digits, had somehow won in a massive upset. News anchors stammered through the announcement, barely able to comprehend the data coming in. Count Dracula was officially the president-elect of the United States. At first, people believed it was a prank or some elaborate viral stunt, but as the day unfolded, it became clear this was no joke. Count Dracula himself appeared on screens across the nation in a live broadcast, streaming from a candlelit chamber in his new, temporary, office. Dressed in a fine dark suit with a crimson tie, Dracula addressed the nation in a calm, hypnotic voice. "My fellow Americans," he began, his voice laced with an ancient charisma, "I am honored to serve as your president. Together, we shall make the night a time of prosperity, and the day an era of understanding." He promised radical changes, expanded forest preserves for Bigfoot's kin, advanced space programs for the UFOs, and, much to the public's unease, policies that would redefine human longevity. The discovery of the scheme. While Dracula's speech bewitched some, a few dedicated journalists and government officials were on the trail of the truth. They uncovered eerie reports from witnesses, Bigfoot sightings near polling stations, unexplainable ballot discrepancies, strange poll watchers with gleaming red eyes, and bizarre electronic glitches during the vote count. Investigators dug into the hacked systems, tracing the tampering to an otherworldly technology they could barely comprehend. Word spread of an unholy coalition, supernatural beings and extraterrestrials, who had executed a flawless campaign of voter fraud. Conspiracy theorists went wild with explanations, and a movement grew to reverse the election results. But it was too late. Dracula's paranormal forces had worked tirelessly to cover their tracks, and any proof they left behind was wrapped in layers of enigma too dense to penetrate. The reign of President Dracula. As Dracula took office, his policies began to reshape America. Daylight savings was abolished, and the hours of darkness grew longer each month. Forests expanded mysteriously, reclaiming land and providing Bigfoot's kin a sanctuary free from human interference. The UFOs hovered openly above major cities. Observers, sent by Dracula to ensure his policies were being followed. Strange new laws were enacted, including mandatory vampire appreciation classes in schools and policies supporting a nocturnal work shift. Before long, Dracula's vision had taken root, transforming America into a nation where the night truly ruled. Citizens gradually accepted this strange new reality, their minds clouded by Dracula's hypnotic speeches and his ghostly allies who lingered just beyond sight, ensuring compliance. The legacy of Operation Veil. Years later, some say that Dracula's rule was the dawn of a new era, one where humans coexisted with beings from the shadows and the stars. Others argue it was the end of democracy, an experiment gone awry, thanks to a supernatural alliance. The events of that election remain a warning of the lengths some will go to secure power. And though some believe Dracula is gone, whispers of his influence still echo through the halls of government. Thus, the legend of Operation Veil lives on, a reminder of the most bizarre election America has ever known.